Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Men USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, new bipartisan legislation has been introduced that would bolster CRP by improving access to grazing, providing more enrollment options to farmers and ranchers, as well as addressing CRP implementation issues following the 2018 Farm Bill. Eric Jennings is president of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association and says that CRP has successfully met many of its objectives since its inception back in the 80s, but leaving grasslands set idle isn't the healthiest way to manage them. And he says having the infrastructure in place would allow producers to better utilize the CRP acres for things like drought mitigation instead of having to sell their cattle. Meanwhile, Jim Inglis, Director of Government Affairs for Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever, says that Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever supports these proposed changes as they will provide more flexibility for farmers, ranchers, and landowners in implementing conservation practices across the entire country. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit MultiMenUSA.com.